Welcome to This Fringy Life, a daily series of podcasts interviewing performers at the Vancouver International Fringe Festival. From September 9th through 20th, a podcast will appear daily at vancouverfringe.com, celebrating spontaneous, surprising, and remarkable pieces of theater. This Fringy Life is produced by CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, on the web and via podcast.
This is Carrie Baptist for CITR. On Monday night, I had a chance to see the play The Saddest Girl in the World, written and performed by Tina Tininga, and I sat down with Tina after the show. So this is Carrie Baptist talking to Tina Tininga. Can you, just in your own words, describe your show?
Sure. It's a story of two different characters, so there's two stories that interweave. One is a recent immigrant from war-torn Kosovo, who comes to Canada believing it's going to be paradise, but finds it's not. The other is a very innocent, naive, young 20-something who's always wanted to work with jewels and also finds her dreams getting sidelined.
And what was your process in creating this piece?
Well, it came from a couple different experiences of my own. I did work in a jewelry store and then was volunteering with homeless people, so kind of the contrast between that. And then also, a few years ago, I was working with the ESL community and volunteering with immigrants, and I kept hearing these stories about really highly educated people who had very low-skilled jobs, like, you know, they had PhDs, but they were working at Tim Hortons or driving a taxi cab, and then also stories about ethnic conflicts that are brought over to Canada.
So, is there something about locating the piece in Vancouver that was particularly significant for you?
I think so, yeah. I think we have a lot of immigrants in Vancouver. I also think that Vancouver can be a very lonely place if you've come here. I've heard from people that it's very difficult to make friends here. And I also wanted to write a piece about loneliness and friendship and what a gift friendship is.
And part of what's so impressive about your show is you portray a whole variety of characters, but it's just you. It's a one-woman show.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak to the process of the challenges of doing all of it yourself?
Well, I was the writer, so it's funny because as I'm writing it, I'm thinking, wait a minute, I have to do this. Am I going to be able to do this? Oh, well, I just have to write and not think about whether I'm able to do this character or not. But then once we finally got the piece on its feet, I guess I would find the core of the characters, personality, and then work on the physicality and the vocalization as well, especially differentiating each character from each other physically and vocally.
Yeah. And also, as a performer, how do you feel about the Fringe Festival in Vancouver?
Oh, it's great. It's very fun. Yeah, it's very enjoyable. It's just a wonderful chance to share this story with more people.
Is there something special about creating a piece for Fringe?
I don't think so. I actually had this piece in Vancouver last year, not as part of the Fringe, just produced on its own.
Okay.
So this is a different audience, though. I mean, a lot of the people that came to the show last year were people who somehow knew me or knew the creative team, and this year it's strangers. Actually, you know what? There is something really great about doing it for strangers, because as I'm doing it, these people are complete strangers, but I love looking out into the audience and seeing them, their faces, and they're wrapped up in the story, and it's like, I have no idea who these people are, and yet we're sharing this story together. It's really cool.
Is there something particular, I mean, the idea of the Fringe is that you have a whole mob of people seeing just a whole variety of shows,
mm-hmm.
and that people might see more than one show per night, and that they make a big event out of it. Do you feel like that changes the audience or changes the dynamics?
I do wonder if by the end of the week people are somewhat fringed out. You know, they're somewhat a bit jaded, not jaded, but they're desensitized to seeing new work. They've sort of seen it all and, oh, just one more show to go to. But I think early on during the week people are still really open and Yeah, I think for a lot of people, especially people who don't have a ton of money, the Fringe is a great opportunity to see a whole lot of art and of different kinds. So.
And in creating this piece, is there something about it that's particularly resonant for you? Did you feel that it expressed, you know, like a particularly important idea, or was it more an experiment in form for you?
It wasn't really an experiment in form, not so much an idea. It was more the stories that I wanted to tell. I really enjoy telling stories about, you know, everyday normal people, the dramas of their lives.